are here at the 2020 Q's Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii. And look who I ran into, Mr. Peter Myers from DDJ Myers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic, especially now I'm hanging out with you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Likewise, always enjoy having you in the studio lounge because you guys have so much information, so much knowledge that are helping credit unions out on a daily basis. So I appreciate that, and so are the credit unions out there as well. So
and
well done, sir.
We appreciate you coming all the way here.
Oh, the long trip.
And allowing us to, you know, maybe just help you out, put that on there.
Thank you for your support as well. I appreciate that.
No, it's good stuff. You.
a lot of gratitude going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, speaking of gratitude, you guys are doing some great work with credit unions here, not only industry-wide, but there's a whole bunch here that you're working with as well. And one of the things that you wanted to talk about in this session with, I'm going to say this session with Peter Myers, organizational alignment assessment.
Yes.
And you guys have a cool computer program app type thing going on now. It's really neat. You guys are really expanding the horizons here with what you guys are offering. So it's pretty neat to see.
You know, you got in on the technical phrase right there, the computer app type thing. That's actually the technical term for it. You know, it's good. I got it.
Yes.
Now, so we've been doing, you know, so we do a lot of different things, right? We work with boards, we work with executive teams, we do executive search, all of that. And about 10 years ago, we came up with the tool, we call it the Organization Alignment Assessment, and then we just revamped it, totally brand new, everything about it, and it's basically informed by all this work that we've been doing every single week with organizations. What are they actually trying to measure? Where are they trying to get aligned on? And so we came up with the, you know, we revamped it, and then we put it in a really cool, like, online dashboard.
Yeah, it looks really neat.
You know? And so
that's why I called it an app.
You know, if you don't
look like an app,
everyone,
yeah, he's going to show it to you.
You know, so we put it so you can actually pull it up on your phone too. That's not always the way you want to do it, but you know, so
it's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you know, just kind of, is that on there? Yeah, you can see it on there. Yeah. So anyway, so we're looking at how we can be aligned on different things. What I mean by that is, the executive team, management team, and the staff, are we on the same page about this particular thing regarding our infrastructure, regarding our culture, regarding our strategy, regarding the pace at which we do things? So we came up with a cool, you know, kind of way to measure that in an easy and ongoing kind of fashion.
Okay.
So let me give you an example.
Sure.
You've probably seen it before. Everyone wants to measure engagement, right? Employee engagement. Absolutely. Absolutely. But kind of the utility of that survey that's usually done is given in this kind of binder that's like 2-3 inches thick, right? And you can imagine everyone reads that thing back to front.
Oh, of course.
And they, multiple times.
And they pull it out all the time, right? And so really what we're thinking is like, what's the, I mean, that's good stuff, right? But wouldn't it be great if we were in a meeting and we go, hey, remember that? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Boom, we pull it up there and we can easily deploy that, and it's got some rigorous kind of questions we've got in there. So that's kind of a little bit about it.
So a credit union can actually go into this, like as they're in a board meeting or any type of meeting, and go, hey, here's where we're aligned, here's where we're not aligned.
Exactly.
That type, is that how it works?
Exactly, yeah. So what it is, right, so you can click on one thing here and we say, hey, look, the executive team, we think this thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Management team, we think this thing is awesome.
Right.
The staff, no, we are not on the same page about that. So, and then we slice it a different way. Major functional areas, how are they feeling about kind of the culture and these kinds of things? And then we'll slice it by tenure too. So one of the things that we're finding, credit unions, and sometimes it's a surprise, sometimes it's not a surprise, but largely the more tenured populist kind of group aren't always feeling as kind of excited about some of these things as some of these 0-3 year kind of groups. And so what's the magic that's happening on the front end? How do we reinvigorate that tenured population? Right, so that's how we can get aligned. We want to get on the same page. We want to identify that lack of alignment, or we want to identify those places where we are aligned, and then really make leverage that piece.
Okay, and the obvious question here is, what's the significance for this for a credit union? Why is this so important to a credit union?
Well, so a lot of times, executive teams, boards, whomever, hey, we've got a great culture. We got, well, what specifically about our culture is great? Can we measure that? Can we actually do year over year kind of progress on that? And then things drop off, right? We can't always be perfect for the rest of our lives. Things are going to go ebb and flow, but can we measure that easily and then give our managers and executives that kind of, and staff, give the staff access to that. And then they can you know, become self-empowered with
yeah,
it,
no
right?
Doubt. No doubt.
So we're pretty excited about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was telling you a little bit earlier, next week, as of right now, I think it's going to go out next week, maybe the week after that, a large national organization we're partnering with is going to, you know, do a press release on, you know, our partnership on this particular instrument and this methodology, mm-hmm. because there's nothing like it in the market. Mm-hmm. It is different. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited. You know, this is the first time that's coming out.
A little scoop. All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Breaking news. CU Broadcast has got this. It's a real thing. So
right
I'm
on.
Excited. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you guys are kind of first to market with this type of thing too, as well. Yes. So yeah. It sounds like credit unions can really benefit from this, right?
And you know what's great about it is it's going to be accessible for large organizations. Mm-hmm. So we've got multi-billion-dollar organizations mm-hmm. that have really, like, we've kind of tested it out. Mm-hmm. And then, so we're making it accessible to smaller organizations as well, too.
So how does a credit union access this? How do they get this? Obviously calling you guys, or what's the process?
Yeah, so the webpage is going live, you know, in concurrent with the press release that's mm-hmm. out there with this mm-hmm. large organization that we're okay. partnering with. And so, you know, call DDJ Myers, you know, 800-574-8877, DDJ, DDJMYERS.com, that'll go on there.
Yeah. Done like a true educator that you are, pointing at the blackboard.
I like that.
So, gosh, what other information can you provide on this? Because is the official name called Organizational Alignment Assessment?
Organization Alignment Assessment. Yeah. I think the last thing I'll say is, you know, so we've done this with organizations that haven't done any kind of employee survey before, mm-hmm. staff, manager, executives. Mm-hmm. But then kind of the one that's really exciting for me is we work with some really best practice organizations that have organization operational excellence awards. They've received awards on these things. Mm-hmm. They have a number of surveys they do. This one organization we just did it with, they're dropping one of those mm-hmm. that they do on a regular mm-hmm. basis and supplementing this,
oh,
right?
Okay.
And they've been doing this for 10 years. They're right. now, this is now the standard for them.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel pretty awesome about that, right? Yeah. Like, that's pretty
exciting.
Well, you
exciting. Should. Yeah. You should. And the goal here for a credit union, obviously, because we talked before the recording, get everybody on the same page, everyone aligned, no matter where they are type of thing. Right?
Exactly, right? So we can pinpoint with some pretty good accuracy from a cultural standpoint or a strategic standpoint or the infrastructure and operations, but then also what a lot of organizations don't always measure in this kind of way is the pace. Are we going at the pace in these kinds of areas? Do we have clarity of execution in these kinds of areas? And what is what's the onus on the organization? So us as an executive team, we can help do these things, but also on the individual, what is the individual accountability on these things? So it's actually parsed out in that kind of way, because you know, these surveys, a lot of surveys will say, hey, these things, and then staff will use them and say, in the executive team, oh, we got to fix this. Yes, that's useful, but hey, what are you as an individual? Are you in this game with us, right? So we're measuring that kind of stuff too.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, stay tuned. Definitely, definitely. More to come for sure. All right, Peter, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Always enjoy having you in here because you guys are, again, you got all this knowledge, all this helpful information for credit unions out there to get, again, to be aligned and to perform better for members out there, which is really important these days, right?
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
There he is, DDJ Myers, Mr. Peter Myers. Go check them out.